I'm here with the author of Life in Spite of Me, Christian Jane Anderson, whose incredible story of living life after a suicide attempt has touched many hearts and lives already. Kristen, it's great to be with you today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you too.
Now, at 17 years of age, you thought life wasn't worth living. So what made you feel so full of despair that moved you to try to end your own life?
In the year and a half before that time, I'd actually lost three different friends for three different reasons. I'd lost my grandmother. I found out another girl I'd been friends with at school was dying of cancer. I was raped, and I was being stalked by two different guys. So at the age of 16, 17, I really had no idea how to handle any of it. I kind of stuffed it all inside and tried to be strong, hope for the best, but the pain that I felt inside after everything eventually just seemed to become unbearable to me.
So what I understand is that you decided to lay down on railroad tracks near your Chicago home. Describe the experience of being run over by a train.
I would love to. I actually remember it all completely, which is a little bit of a crazy thing. But what I remember is when the train was going over me, I first felt this strong wind begin to suck at me upwards. But very quickly, I began to feel that wind push me down almost into the ground. And I really believe that was God protecting me. The police report says that I was run over by 33 freight train cars at 55 miles per hour. And that means I really should have been sucked up into the train and been torn into pieces. But being pushed down into the ground, that didn't happen to me. And when the train stopped, I opened my eyes. I unclenched my fist. I looked up and just tried to look around and figure out what had happened. I saw the train cars stretching endlessly to my left and to my right. And when I was looking around to figure out, you know, what had happened, if I was alive or if I was dead, I looked behind me, and to my right, about 10 feet away, I saw my legs. And I knew they were my legs because they had these brand new bright white tennis shoes on them that I'd just gotten for Christmas. But it just seemed like it was a horrible nightmare. I couldn't imagine that this was really happening. So I kind of army crawled out from underneath the train to figure out what happened. I really didn't know if I was alive or dead or anything. So when I looked down, I saw that my legs really did seem to be gone, but it was when I saw the blood that it really became real. The pain hit me. I began to cry harder than I really probably ever have in my life, almost the way a small child would for their mom. So that's what happened when I was laying down and the train went over.
How did you first deal with the fact that you didn't die and now had to live without your legs?
I really didn't have to face the fact that I no longer had my legs very much until I got out of the hospital. That was when I had to start to face stairs and carpet and all the challenges I was going to have in a wheelchair. But once that happened, reality really hit me in the face, and I didn't deal with it too well. I tried. I had good days and bad days, but the depression that I was in just seemed to get worse and worse after all of this happened. I was grateful to be alive and to have a second chance at my life, but I struggled with suicidal thoughts and the depression more than I ever had before, actually.
You know, in your book, you talk about how you went from being suicidal and losing your legs to a life of hope and a life of purpose. How did this transformation happen, or what was the turning point for you, Kristen?
I grew up going to church my whole life, but I'd never heard the gospel, and I never just knew that we were all created to be in an intimate and growing relationship with God, or that I needed to personally accept Jesus's forgiveness for my sin and choose to let him lead my life. I'd never heard it. So when I heard that for the first time, it was a huge turning point in my life. That was when I accepted Christ and became a Christian. So that was, you know, the very big first turning point. But it took a while for everything to change. I still struggled with suicidal thoughts and depression for the first 3 years that I was a Christian. And that was really hard. But the more I grew into my relationship with God and the more I began to experience his peace and joy and hope and comfort, passion, just for life that I'd been missing, the farther and farther I got out of my depression, the less I struggled with suicidal thoughts, the more my life just completely turned around. My family changed, and everything just seemed to change.
What do you most want to convey to your readers who are possibly as depressed and even suicidal as you once were?
That there's hope, that there's a real God who made them, who knows them personally, who wants them to know him personally, who can make something beautiful out of a life that's broken, that he has a purpose and plans for every one of them, even when they don't see it or maybe have a hard time believing it. That there's a reason they're here, and nothing in this world compares to knowing him, having a seriously real relationship with him, serving him, and just doing life with him. Nothing compares. He brings hope, he brings forgiveness, comfort, peace, purpose. He's the God of the universe. He knows them intimately and cares about everything that's going on in their lives. No one can help them out of the place that they're in more than him. Just as Jeremiah 29:13 says, they'll find him when they seek him with all their hearts. I know that to be true. I just want them to know that there's hope in Christ.
Kristen Jane Anderson, a powerful story in life in spite of me. Kristen, thanks so much for being here today.